Greetings. I'm Bill Clankey, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Candace Gray from the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and Candace is the Director of Education and Outreach. And this is the second show we're doing with Candace. Before, we talked about what the law is, and today we're going to talk about the various training opportunities that the commission offers in civil rights and associated subjects. So, Candace, welcome to the show.
Hello, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Well, thanks so much for coming back. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar or didn't hear the last show, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights?
Absolutely. So we are the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights. Our commission was originally created in 1927, and our goal is to ensure the opportunity for all through the enforcement of Maryland's laws against discrimination in employment, housing, public accommodations, state contracts, health services, and commercial property leasing. So if anyone experiences discrimination in those categories, they can file a complaint with our office. We also provide educational outreach services related to the provisions of the law and to promote and improve civil rights in our state of Maryland.
Great, thanks. How can someone get in contact with the commission?
Yes, if anyone needs to get in contact with the commission, they can visit our website at mccr.maryland.gov, or they can give us a call at 410-767-8600. We can also be viewed on social media at MB Civil Rights.
Great, thank you. Let's see, as Director of Education and Outreach, that means that your job is to do everything, right?
Yes, everything pertaining to outreach regarding offering workshops, seminars to agencies, businesses, and other organizations throughout our state. We work on special events as well as festivals, forums regarding important policies around what we do when it comes to anyone experiencing discrimination, again, in employment, housing, public accommodations, health services, commercial property leasing, or state contracts.
Great, thanks. What's your background? Are you from this area?
So I'm actually from the state of Ohio, but I have been a resident of Maryland for the past 10 years, and it's been amazing here. My background, I worked with the Boys and Girls Club for 13 years. So with that, my role was to implement opportunities for young individuals to have a more equitable life experience, which coincides with me being the Director of Education and Outreach here with the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights.
Right, right. You've seen it from a lot of different angles.
Yes, yes. You could say that.
Indeed. You talked a little bit about what the law is. What is the law against discrimination in Maryland?
Yes, so specifically our jurisdictions are employment, housing, public accommodations, et cetera. So it is illegal to discriminate regarding employment, housing, public accommodations, state contracts, health services, or commercial property leasing based on anyone's race, color, religion, or creed, their sex, age, ancestry or national origin, marital status, physical or mental disability, sexual orientation, and gender identity. And specifically in employment cases, discrimination based on genetic information is prohibited. And with our housing cases, discrimination based on familial status and source of income is also unlawful.
What typical cases are you seeing now?
Yes, so some of the typical cases that we see around housing are race. Also with employment, race as well, and then with housing, source of income is the next big one, and disability as well.
Yeah, yeah, I guess disability with parking spaces and reasonable accommodation, huh?
Yep, absolutely. We do see a trend regarding reasonable accommodations for individuals to, you know, have the same access as everyone else.
Yeah. And if landlords or tenants or whoever it is unsure about the law or unsure about if they've been discriminated against, a call to the commission will answer quick and for free.
Yes, absolutely. So if anyone is unsure about if they've been discriminated against or someone that they know, they can call us at 410-767-8600. We also provide online trainings that give a broken down version of the law, and we dive in, we take a deep dive to give everyone information so that they can be aware of what their rights are around these topics, around this type of discrimination.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, because the commission offers a lot of different kinds of trainings.
Yes, we do.
Please tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so we provide a plethora of trainings. We provide, I'll share some of the names of our trainings. So we have conflict resolution in the workplace, dimensions of diversity, where we are examining and understanding the concepts of cultural and different origins and how it impacts the workplace. We also have disability issues, awareness in the law, employment discrimination prevention, housing discrimination prevention, public accommodations and services discrimination prevention. We also have our training around religious spiritual awareness, where we discuss relevant statistics and have discussions based on religious practices and how they may impact the workplace. We also provide a sexual harassment prevention training, sexual orientation and gender identity training as well. As we are living in 2024, there are so many changes. There are changes in the law. So we want to ensure that we're providing these trainings so that people know where to go and they know what to do and they know the law in the state that they live in.
Right. The cost?
So our trainings are free, yes, F-R-E-E. Our trainings are of no cost, and we provide training for private entities and public sectors, for businesses, and pretty much whoever's interested in training for individuals. So we provide trainings that we may set up monthly for a general audience, and then we have private trainings that we set up with specific organizations as well, and it's all for free.
Wow. Where would they be provided?
So our trainings that we provide are hybrid. We offer trainings virtually, online, and we also offer in-person trainings as well. So we are pretty flexible to the best of our ability. We usually connect with the organization and we discuss which would be the best option, whether that's virtual or in person. And sometimes some of our trainings are strictly virtual depending on what training it is and based on the need as well.
And how many people could be trained at one time?
So we've had over 200 people at times that are being trained. We do want to ensure we have at least 15 people to 20 individuals, but there have been times we've had over 200 individuals in one train.
Wow. Wow. Can you walk us through, just to give folks out there an idea about how the whole process works? Say somebody is thinking, and you know, they talk about in the church that, you know, that they don't really know what the law is, and they say, well, let's get some training or something to try to figure it out. What do? Give you a call?
So yes, they can give me a call on my office mobile, 443-687-2046. They can visit our website, nccr.maryland.gov. They can also email me and the education and outreach team. My email is candice.gray@maryland.gov. But individuals or entities will contact us via email, phone call, and once that happens, we schedule a Zoom meeting to discuss the details and ensure that we're on the same page of what training they would like us to provide and just the logistics and the details. After that, once we get scheduled, we show up either in person or virtually. If there is a sign-up sheet or registration, we ensure that everyone is in attendance, and then we proceed with our training. Our trainings are interactive. We may have some true or false. We may have a couple of quizzes. Depending on the training, we may have a couple of presentations. from the guests. However, we facilitate our trainings and we provide time for our attendees to ask questions. And if they need any of our information, then we're able to send them information depending on which training it is as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long does training last? I guess that's flexible too, huh? Depending?
Yes. Yes. So it depends. Some trainings are about an hour and a half. Some trainings are about 2 hours because we cover so many important factors regarding the laws around discrimination. It's important that we are very detailed and accurate with presenting the law to everyone. So we don't want to rush or jump over things when it comes to us sharing about the law. We have to make sure we break it down and share exactly what the law says. So some of our trainings could be 2 hours, but it's an amazing 2 hours of learning.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Conflict resolution, you mentioned that. Do you have a lot of conflict resolution? Have you seen any trends in that?
Yeah, we do. So lately we have been facilitating about 3 to 4 trainings per week, in person and virtual. And we do have a lot of conflict resolution here coming up in the next week and for this entire month. So a lot of workplaces and management organizations, they are interested in ensuring that their staff are aware of causes of conflict, different conflict styles, conflict management tools and techniques. So we do see a lot of individuals reach out to us regarding conflict resolution.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. I guess the main idea there is to snip it in the bud.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, what would you recommend?
Which training would I recommend?
Yeah.
So there are so many different trainings. I enjoy all of our trainings, but dimensions of diversity is very important because so many different people work together. We are a multicultural country and state, so it is very important that we discuss multicultural awareness and examine details of the differences in our cultures because it helps us to understand one another better. And it's important because some individuals may violate someone's civil rights and they may think that it's minor, but once you are locked in with the training with MCCR, Dimensions of Diversity, you'll realize, like, wait a minute, I hope I didn't go against someone's civil rights, or, you know, someone violated my rights and I was unaware of it. So,
inadvertently.
Yes, exactly. So that's really good. And sexual harassment prevention, I mean, they're all really good, even religious, spiritual awareness, just ensuring that, you know, we take time to share, to help the communities in our state so that they are aware that there are laws surrounding these important topics.
Yeah. We are a nation of laws, and we have a lot of laws out there. And one of the many reasons why I wanted to highlight your training opportunities today, Candace, is because so many times people get into court and they say, "Well, I didn't know what the law was, you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know to violate that, you know." And here's a great way for folks to you know, to learn what the law is and to learn in a very practical, very, very, very tailored way. I mean, that's the thing. You folks are so flexible. It's amazing.
Yes, thank you. We do our best. We really do. We do our best.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you get great reviews. Let me ask you, of all the different kinds of trainings, have you seen any trends? Are there ones that are most requested nowadays?
Well, we do. I can say maybe the top four are conflict resolution, dimensions of diversity, sexual harassment prevention, and also sexual orientation and gender identity. Following those would be housing discrimination and employment discrimination, but the ones that I mentioned have been the most popular regarding individuals requesting those.
Yeah, and I'm sure people come up with all kinds of stuff in the process. Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, though, Candace, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights?
Absolutely. Everyone can visit us at nccr.maryland.gov or call 410-767-8600.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
And for Living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Candace Gray, who's Director of Education and Outreach for the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, for being our guest today. Thank you, Candace. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.